This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, on the occasion of World Chess Day, now we bring you a discussion on India's prowess in the world of chess. The participants are Arjun Awadhi and India's second Grandmaster Divyendu Barua and Sonu Sood, anchor.
Today is July 20th, when every year chess enthusiasts across the world get together to celebrate International Chess Day, an idea which was proposed in 1966 by International Chess Federation FIDE, the governing body of chess worldwide, which organizes chess competitions on a global scale. To discuss the mystique and aura around this ancient intellectual sport, we have with us India's second chess grandmaster and Arjuna awardee, Sri Divyendu Barua. Mr. Barua, warm welcome to you from Akashvani.
Thank you.
So chess is now a prestigious international sport, but can you tell us what is the deep-rooted connection of chess with India and how has it evolved over time?
First of all, I'd like to express the International Chess Day best wishes to all the listeners, because today is the International Chess Day. And as you all know, that chess was invented in India, but for some reasons it didn't got that much importance earlier. But then slowly, the things have changed. It is because of Vishwanathan Anand, we all know, our pride, and who made this possible, because he became the first grandmaster in 1987. And I have started in 1972, in the 70s. In those days, chess was not at all popular. They had a different kind of mindset. Because in 60s, 70s, chess was supposed to be considered as a game for the elders. It is a game for just to kill the time. And it is not for the child. It is for the elderly people. But then the things have changed slowly, because we didn't have any grandmaster. And in 1987, we got our first grandmaster, that is Vishwanathan Anand. And then I became the second grandmaster in 1991. And then Anand started winning the international tournaments. He won the World Junior first. Then he qualified for the candidates. Then he became the first 5 times world chess champions. So all put together, chess slowly became very popular in India. And now we have got 86 grandmasters.
So if you could particularly tell us about your thrilling journey as the second grandmaster of India, what were the highlights of your success story which could inspire young listeners?
Well, as I mentioned, I started playing in 72. When that Bobby Fischer and Boris Spassky, Fischer was from US and Boris Spassky was the Soviet Union. And there was a big fight who is better in mental game, mind game. And that gave a lot of publicity throughout the world. And that was my journey. And till 78, I didn't win any tournament. But in 78, I won the state, West Bengal State Sub-Junior, Junior and Senior Championship. Then I qualified for the Nationals. And in the National Premier Tournament, that is National A, I qualified at the age of 12, that is 78. I think that is still the record. Anyone qualifying for the premier stage at the age of 12 is still record. And then I became international master and I defeated then world number 2 in 1982, Viktor Korchnoi, which gave me the international recognition. And I won the national championship thrice, that is 82, 98 and 2001. And I also got the Arjuna Award in 1985. And that's how my journey. And after I became international master in 82, it took me 9 years becoming grandmaster. And Anand became the first grandmaster, as I mentioned earlier. And it was not a very easy journey, because those days chess was not at all popular. There were no tournaments. Forget about having any coaches or the clubs or the computers. So it was a very tough time. And after I became an international master, I didn't know what to do. I mean, how to go ahead to become the grandmaster. And somehow it took 9 years. And of course, for Anand, it took only a few years. And after he became grandmaster in 87, after I became grandmaster in 91, then the third grandmaster was Praveen Tips in 1998. And then things started getting changed. My journey was, in those days, it was very, very tough.
What would you say, what are the qualities, you know, which are very important in a good chess player? What kind of personal qualities, you would say, are important so that one is able to make a mark in chess?
First of all, it's difficult to say in one word. It is of course, you have to have the love for the game and hard work, dedication, all these things are there. But the special quality is how fast and how accurately you can think the variations. And you have to have the absolutely fantastic memory, because you need to go through all the games, the great people they have played. And also the main quality is patience. So all put together here. Yeah.
So, sir, you think that it works both ways, that these qualities make a good chess player, and if people start playing chess, then they develop these qualities, patience, concentration, and using a strategic mind. You feel that this will help more and more propagation of, more and more adoption of playing chess will help students, youth to become sharper individuals. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, of course. Because chess is a mind game. It's called mind gym. And it is being researched and it has been found that those kids who play chess for at least 1 or 2 hours a day, they are much ahead of the others who do not play chess in terms of their memory, in terms of IQ level, and also in terms of EQ, because chess players are normally very introvert. And there are a lot of things that helps for a child to grow, because the calculations, the rational thinking, the strategy, planning, and then the visualization. Because when you play chess, we think, we guess actually that what would my opponent will play. And that keeps on going on. Sometimes in some particular position, you may only think of, say, only one move, and you have to pick it. But in some critical positions, you have to think maybe 20 moves ahead, maybe 30 moves ahead. Or in sometimes very, very critical middle game, these grandmasters, these world champions, they even can calculate, say, 60 moves, 80 moves ahead. This is the main quality which develops. So it is the more practice will make you a good player, a strong player. The difference between a grandmaster and the super grandmaster is, and you know, we have a rating system, which we call is a ELO rating. Professor ELO, he actually invented this rating system. This is a calculation, mathematical calculations on how you perform in an international tournament. And it's like a ATP point in the tennis. So that is the strength of a player. So what I was saying, that the difference between a grandmaster and the strong grandmaster or the super grandmaster is that how quick, how deep, and how accurate one can think. So that makes a difference between a good player and a strong player. And for any case, nowadays it has been proved that in 60s, 70s, which was supposed to be a game for the elderly game, now it is the game for the young kids. I go to my academy, I see kids are coming, the parents are bringing their child at the age of 3, 3.5. To learn chess. It's not that all of them would like to make their child a grandmaster or the world champion, but they know that if their child plays chess, that will help not only their education, but also they will become a good human being.
Right. And sir, in fact, you mentioned about young children taking up chess. India has of late produced some of the youngest world champions. Can you tell us a little bit more about this thrilling aspect?
Yeah. Now we can see the last few years, we have got so many talented players and India is going to rule the world. Once upon a time, Soviet Union was number one. Russia was the number one. And we hardly had any grandmasters. But now our youngsters, they are doing fantastic performance. And as we all know, that Gukesh is going to play the world championship match against Chinese grandmaster Ding Lilian in this year. And we have got in the top 10, we have got 3 players. In top 15, we have got 4 players. So that shows that how strong our players are. So we have got a line of many young players. Mukesh, Pragnanda, Arjun Aregasi, and there are so many. So we are now, in just few years, we'll be number one in the world. And I'd like to inform all of you that this year we are going to have a chess Olympiad. Because chess is not included in the Olympics. We have a chess Olympics separately. And chess Olympiad, our team is going to take part. And we are at present, in CDRE, we are the second seeded. But I am sure that we are going to win the world championship, this chess Olympiad.
In fact, sir, the 44th chess Olympiad was held in Chennai in 2022. More than 53 countries participated. What's the importance and significance of celebrations like International Chess Day in encouraging more and more people to take up this sport?
This year we are celebrating also the World Chess Federation's, that is FIDE's, 100th anniversary. So that's why we have FIDE, and it has been taken initiative that the single day, on today, the maximum number of players. So all over the world, we are celebrating. In fact, in India also, all over the states, everywhere, we are celebrating this International Chess Day. And it is just to encourage others also to take chess and to play chess.
So would you say that chess being a mind sport is a great leveler which can be played by all at the same platform, men, women, young, old? even persons with disabilities, especially visually impaired, you know, there are tournaments which are organized for them. So it's a very inclusive sport, would you say?
Yes, of course. Chess is for all age groups. I mean, right from the 3 years to till the last breath, one can play. So, and it is very helpful for each and every stage, not only for the kids. It is also helpful for the young generation, young minds. It is also helpful for the housewives, and very importantly, for the elderly people. Because, you know, if one plays chess, then definitely, I won't say that it will never happen, but this old age related issues, the disease, which will be less. So, chess is very helpful for each and everyone.
Absolutely. Now, we'd like to know from you, what has been the change over time? Like you said that when you started off, the environment was not very supportive and you faced a lot of challenges, despite which, because of your passion for the game, you did very well. Now, how's the environment? How would you compare the current environment? Has the government also given its support to the game?
Yes, yes. Our central government has increased their budget in the overall sports. For chess also, they are helping. And overall situation has been improved a lot. We have got so many tournaments in India nowadays. Earlier, we had to depend on going to Europe to play only one or two. I mean, in India, only one or two tournaments were there. We had to depend to go to Europe to play. But for the last many years, in India itself, our federation itself, they organize 8 to 10, maybe more, Grandmasters tournament, international open tournaments, so that the things have changed a lot. And now everything is available. I mean, if any child, if anyone wants to learn chess or play chess, it's very easy. I mean, the computer is there, internet is there. Because of the technology development, you have everything. Only thing is you require just to have the passion and love the game. So, because you get, there are so many coaches, so many coaching centers, tournaments, sponsorships, private or government, and job opportunities there. All the top players, they are employed. So, all the oil sectors, all the government sectors, they are recruiting sports persons, chess players also. So, nowadays, it is wide open. I mean, only thing is just you have to have the passion and love.
So, it has become a very prestigious and respectable sport, as you have outlined. If we recall, there was this very famous movie, Shatranj Ke Khiladi, which portrayed the game in a very poor light, you know, as something which is really wasting time of people and is not really doing any good. So you feel that mindset we have come out of and people are realizing how important this game is for the brain?
Yes, yes. I could feel it because I have got my own academy running since 2005. And now I could see that the parents, they are bringing their child to learn chess. Not that they want to make them a champion. They come and tell me that our child learns chess so that he or she would be more calm and his brain will be sharp and he will become a more good human being. Because chess players, they think rationally. They don't take the decisions abruptly. So, you know, I mean, we analyze all the time that what might happen. If I do like this, or what are the consequences might be. So, these all things that helps. So, that's why it has been changed. Now, chess is no more a game for the elderly people, it's a game for the younger people. Now, if you see the statistics, the grandmasters we have, even in the Olympiad team, if you see, all the young players, hardly the average age would be 24 or something, or maybe less. And all our performers, all are below 20. So, that is the proven fact that chess is for the young minds.
Thank you so much, sir, for this invigorating discussion around this exciting mind sport on International Chess Day.
Thank you.
You were listening to our discussion on India's prowess in the world of chess. The participants were Arjun Awadhi and India's second grandmaster, Dibyendu Barua, and Sonu Sood, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.